Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for an intelligence briefing on what I call the war for the free world. There is a man who has done extraordinarily important work in assessing and helping the rest of us understand a dimension of the war that is underway against the free world, including most especially perhaps the United States of America, in the form of economic warfare. He is Kevin Freeman, a chartered financial analyst, the founder and CEO of his own firm, Freeman Global Investment Counsel, formerly with Sir John Templeton of the famous Templeton Funds. He is the best-selling author of two books, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin is also, I'm very pleased to say, a senior fellow with the Center for Security Policy and the founder and driving force behind an extraordinarily important new initiative. He calls it the National Security Investment Consultants Institute, and we'll talk more about that with Kevin in the course of this hour-long conversation on economic warfare against America and what it will mean for you. Kevin Freeman, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
I guess I'd like to start, and thank you for taking this full hour. It gives us the luxury of drilling down on this very important portfolio of yours, maybe by asking you to give a short description, an economic finance 101, if you will, on what this whole business is about, economic warfare, and maybe by reference at least, starting with the attack that you, I think, perhaps first calculated was an example of it in 2008.
Sure. Well, economic warfare has been a part of the world's history. Back, I was studying the Peloponnesian Wars on behalf of my daughter for a school project, and that began because Athens put a blockade against a Peloponnesian ally of Sparta. So it's been forever a part of our culture and history. But most successfully recently was the attack that took place in 2008. We've come full circle. It started with manipulations of the oil price, and oil prices were driven higher by financial means in 2007, leading up until the summer of 2008, and at that point began a bear raid attack, mostly by sovereign wealth funds out of the Middle East, but including the Russians and others, where they saw our stock market was vulnerable. And starting on September 11th, 2008, there was a directed bear raid attack on Lehman Brothers. And by that I mean foreign entities purposed to make Lehman Brothers less valuable in the market by short selling, actually naked short selling, shares. And I know that's a complicated term, but the bottom line of which was they were pretending they owned shares of Lehman Brothers and selling them in the open market, causing a mass panic. And that's beyond dispute. 100 million shares of Lehman Brothers were sold by entities that didn't own them. And the net result, of course, was it created a mass panic starting September 11th that culminated in this just terrible, worst recession we've had since the Great Depression, worst stock market decline since the Great Depression, and so forth.
Among the so forth, arguably, the election of Barack Obama as well, with all that has flowed from that. This is a phenomenon. This is, as you say, an indisputable fact that even George Soros, who knows something about taking down markets and currencies, wrote about in the New York Times. So this is not Kevin Freeman's theory of the piece. The question, I guess, Kevin, is we've not seen the U.S. government, seemingly at least, taking this into account as the explanation. There was a lot of talk about highly leveraged credit default swaps and correctives to the lending that had been done by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and so on. But what you're talking about, which may have precipitated corrections in all of those areas, was actually something that was deliberate and quite effective.
Well, there's no doubt we were vulnerable at the time. But a good terrorist, financial or otherwise, looks for those points of vulnerability and exploits them. So we did have a housing bubble. We did have a credit crisis. We were over-leveraged. But there's also no doubt that there was nefarious activity taking place, and it was even admitted to by none other than the Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, in a BBC interview a year or so ago, in which he said, yes, the Russians did plan a bear raid attack against us, and their focus was Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So it is beyond dispute. It hasn't hit popular culture and understanding yet, but it is beyond dispute that there were elements attempting to take down our market at the time. And our response has been very tepid. The SEC has brought a few naked short selling charges. They've gone after a few complicit broker dealers, but overall, we've done virtually nothing to address this massive attack on America.
Well, and I think a thesis of your book, Secret Weapon, Kevin Freeman, the subtitle of which is How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, is that without corrections, not just in terms of our appreciation of the extent to which economic warfare is an instrument being wielded against us by enemies of this country, we've actually been leaving ourselves rather vulnerable to further attacks, if not exactly of the same kind, certainly of other kinds. And I wanted to turn to one that is seemingly underway at the moment, Kevin. You've been writing about it at globaleconomicwarfare.com. The oil market is currently roiling as a result of a very explicit effort by the government of Saudi Arabia to manipulate prices. They have said, Kevin, as I understand it, this is about attacking the U.S. energy sector. What's going on there?
Well, as early as 2011, Prince Waleed bin Talal was on CNN and admitted, we won't let this shale industry develop without taking it down. It's too much of a threat to our global competitiveness. The fact that America has become the world's largest energy producer almost overnight using new technologies of hydraulic fracking and going after tight oil has really changed the global markets.
Let me just interrupt you for 1 second for a point of calibration, Kevin. That would be Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal.
Yes.
Who is massively invested in the United States, notably through companies like Citibank and the News Corp operation that owns Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, among other assets. He also is the man who has invested massively in several American academic institutions, including my alma mater, Georgetown University, and Harvard's programs. This is a fellow and indeed a country that we're usually told is one of the allies in this war we're in at the moment, the war on terrorism, some call it. I call it the war for the free world. What you've just said, Kevin Freeman, sounds to be very much to the contrary.
Well, it's in his economic interest, he claimed. It's in Saudi Arabia's economic interest to maintain the ability to control the world oil price. And America was taking that away from him. And so is he representing more his interest of Saudi Arabia or more his interest of his investment in America? I would suggest he was either reflecting Saudi Arabia's position or he's just been very blatant that the source of Saudi Arabian power is more important to him than the success of America.
Yeah. I would suggest, Kevin Freeman, that this is actually the way we should be thinking not only of Saudi Arabia but every country, really, that they're going to look to their own interests. And this notion that particularly a nation that has at its core an ideological animus towards us, they call it Sharia, but one that is very much of supremacist character, can be considered a reliable ally is folly in the extreme. We're visiting with Kevin Freeman, a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy, the founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Council, also the founder of the National Security Investment Consultants Institute, a tremendously important program we'll be talking about with him shortly about, in part of this hour-long conversation about economic warfare, how it has been waged against us in the past, and how we may well be subjected to it today and in the future, to your grave detriment. We'll have more with Kevin Freeman straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.